and an intriguer for small favors. "Have you heard, Alec?" were his first words. "Mapuhi has found a pearl. Such a pearl. Never was there one like it, ever fished up in Hikueru. Nor in all the Paumaras. Nor in all the world. Buy it from him. He has it now. And remember that I told you first. He is a fool, and you can get it cheap. Have you any tobacco?" Straight up the beach, to a shack under a pandanus tree, Raoul headed. He was his mother's supercargo, and his business was to comb all the Paumaras for the wealth of copra, shell, and pearls that they yielded up. He was a young supercargo. It was his second voyage in such capacity, and he suffered much secret worry from his lack of experience in pricing pearls. But when Mapuhi exposed the pearl to his sight, he managed to suppress the startle it gave him, and to maintain a careless, commercial expression on his face. For the pearl had struck him a blow. It was large as a pigeon egg, a perfect sphere of a whiteness that reflected opalescent lights from all colors about it. It was alive. Never had he seen anything like it. When my